Well, the petition was online, but we decided to do the marathon karaoke to get people to understand and explain better to them what it was we were actually doing. And we said that with your voice, you can reclaim your energy resources back to you. And I think people got that, you know.
It was a principle that they responded to, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they sang with all the more energy for 3 days solid.
Yeah, and it actually was in several villages in Iceland too. And this weekend, I think they're adding 4 more villages. So all in all, it will be in like 10 places around the island.
Why do you personally feel so strongly about keeping Iceland's natural resources to Iceland?
What it's about is that we don't really have a legal system to address privatization or how somebody would treat the energy sources. So what happened is some banks went bankrupt in Iceland, as you probably heard of. And basically we're paying our bills with nature, with some of the actually Icelandic people managing to, behind the scenes, privatizing one of the geothermal companies. And basically this Canadian company coming over, not really bringing money into the country, but just taking over some bank loan bills.
I suppose, know, supporters of the idea might use the phrase, beggars can't be choosers. Iceland is in trouble still financially.
Yeah, but we owe something to the next generations. Like, this generation messed things really badly up and everybody's broke and they've lost their jobs and lost their houses and all these kind of things. But the future for the next generation is really in the energy geothermal area. And we have a lot of that, like, unharnessed. And a lot of people, including myself, see Iceland's future going, like, totally green and really being pioneers in this era. If we get, like, the huge energy, foreign international energy companies, which we already have some, like Alcoa and Rio Tinto, and if we get the geothermal energy as well, there won't be any left, you know.
If you do make progress, it might mean paying huge compensation to this Canadian firm at a time when Iceland can scarce afford it.
Well, the right wing has been not telling the truth in the news in Iceland today and yesterday. What sort of amount of money you have to pay. We actually got some people calculating it, and it's really different. Most of it is actually a loan they overtook. I mean, of course, there would be some money we'd have to pay,
well,
for sure.
Well, that's what Iceland used to do as its national industry, more or less, didn't it?
Yeah, but I think what we gain is much bigger. Iceland has not rewritten its constitution since before we were still a Danish colony. And now we have elected people to write a new constitution for Iceland. And one of the hottest issues is that we keep the energy sources in public property and access to them. And this is how 90% of Icelanders feel. But this legal system has not been formed yet. So what we are saying is, let's first make the laws about privatization and how to do these things. And then we can perhaps do healthy deals with foreigners.
When I was last in Iceland a couple of years ago, people were staring into the abyss. They were extremely depressed about prospects for the country. Although they were talking about green energy as a possible escape route, are things looking up in terms of public mood now?
Yes and no. Some things are getting better, but other things, I mean, it will take a decade to get things out of this hole. But I mean, I think a lot of people also see it as an opportunity. We were a colony until 1944, and Iceland wasn't really industrialized. So we could skip the industrialization that a lot of Europe had to go through and go straight into 21st century green energy. And this is something we should do, I feel, and we could do.